It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf. Did you see the eclipse yesterday?
Nope, I was napping.
Well, somebody doesn't care about the cosmos.
Nope. It's all just the New World Order trying to control everything, man. I'm not talking WCW either.
No, no. I went out and I looked at it.
And?
With my naked eye.
And?
And it hurt.
I looked into a kid's flashlight on their bike helmet last night when I was walking Winnie.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
And it was bright. It was the same thing. It really hurt my eyes.
You know, I said yesterday, I was like, everybody, I was at the gym, and then everybody at the gym was like, I'm going to go outside and look at the eclipse. And they had actually, like, manufactured, like, something out of, like, cards that you could hold over your shoulder, and then, like, it would shine down onto the one card so you could actually see the eclipse, like, the actual shape of the eclipse.
Right.
I didn't have the patience for that. So I was just like, well, I bet you if I look up, I can see it. And I did. For about a fraction of a second. I also saw the inside of my own eyeball. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, it's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, I was... not a real smart move on my part, but everybody was very impressed by the eclipse yesterday. Saw a lot of people posting about it. Not even locally, like we didn't get a full eclipse. You know, we only had a partial eclipse.
Oh, people are so excited about this. I've seen eclipses before. I've seen them.
Just not appreciative.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Growing up, there were certain vehicles that were considered old people vehicles.
Right. Right.
So there was like the Crown Vic or the Grand Marquis.
Oh, great vehicle. So smooth.
Oh, man.
What like a comfortable ride.
Like riding on a couch.
It's so great.
And they had the bench seat in the front and back.
Yeah.
Oh, so
the
good.
The ashtrays in the back of the seat.
Yeah. Like the Oldsmobiles. The old Oldsmobiles back in the day. Like the old Deltas. Those
sure.
things. Yeah, they were
how,
so good.
How about a big old Lincoln?
Yeah. Yeah,
those
for sure.
An old people car.
Lincoln or a Buick. LeSabre.
Yeah.
Back
oh,
in the
yeah.
Sure.
Cadillacs,
well,
too.
There's a website called Jalopnik, which is actually a car website that I check out every now and then. They asked readers to submit what they feel are, you know, what would be your stereotypical old person cars nowadays.
Right.
And it's changed up a little bit. One thing that's on there still, the Buick, still on there.
Of course.
But you know what? I know a lot of you drive a Buick.
I drive a Buick.
I know a lot of younger people that drive Buicks. Now,
maybe back in the day, Chad, because we've talked about this many times.
Yeah.
Back in the day, people around my age.
Yeah.
40. How old am I? 41.
You were considered old.
Well, but looked a lot older.
That's true. Just look at Father of the Bride. Yep.
Exactly.
But also on the list, anything from Lexus, they say is kind of an old person vehicle.
I've wanted a Lexus for years.
I think you know what it is, though? It's old people can afford them.
Well, and they're comfortable.
They are comfy. Also on the list, Chevy Corvette made the list.
Well, yeah, because you're going through it's not even a midlife crisis at that point.
It's like a three-quarter life crisis at that point, I think, right? Harley Davidson's made the list.
Oh, yeah, I get
again,
that too. Same
reason.
Thing. Yeah.
Same reason.
Yeah.
I actually didn't see this on the list, but I'm adding it. The Ford Explorer.
Okay.
I notice a lot of like elderly people drive Ford Explorers and they're always white. And then I always have to get mad at them and being like, you're not a cop.
That's
Stop
true.
Driving a white Ford Explorer.
It's like a white Impala or something.
Yeah. Also on the list, Lincoln made the list.
Yeah.
Actually, Lincoln Navigator made the list. That's not an old person Lincoln.
No,
me.
that's a gangsta vehicle.
Yeah, I love those things.
So do I.
And also one that I never thought about, but for sure, the Kia Soul.
Because they're small.
But I see a lot of old people driving Kia Souls.
Well, they're affordable when it comes to newer vehicles.
And they're still a little youthful. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you look at a Kia Soul.
Sure.
When I see a Kia Soul, I go, that person likes to play still, you know?
They're young. They're probably going to their, what's that game? That
swinger party.
Well, I was thinking like lawn
the
bowling.
Loofah on
or,
on the, they got a loofah on their antenna.
Well, what's
of a
that?
Different color.
What? Loofahs on an antenna? That's
yes.
A sign of swingers?
Old people, like, well, yeah, it tells everybody what they're into. They put it on their golf carts in their communities.
Loofahs?
Yeah, loofahs.
They're into bathing?
No, they're into different kinds of sex.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Just because people are in charge of companies doesn't mean they're smart.
Nah, not at all.
you know, you'll often say, my boss, I could do a better job than him. Maybe you could. Maybe you could.
Well, prove it then.
Yeah, that's right. Prove it. But I'm pretty sure people at JetBlue are saying that right now. I don't know who made this decision, but it's a dumb one. JetBlue, the airline company in the States, they're now going to be charging surge pricing for baggage on flights.
Come on.
Because they say, oh, if a whole bunch of people check bags, that affects the cost of fuel and wages because we need more labor to throw the bags on the planes and more jet fuel to haul the planes, the bags around.
Enough.
Did you not learn from Wendy's?
That's just it. Wendy's tried it and it didn't work out. They already canceled it.
It's very transparent what you're trying to do. Like, it's so obvious that you're being greedy.
Yeah.
And then some people would say, well, why does it work for Uber? Well, it works for Uber because they've had surge pricing since the beginning.
Right.
That's part of the idea of Uber. That's why Uber exists. That's how it's continued on. It's an understanding that we have with Uber ever since the beginning.
Right from inception, like you said.
But if you bring in surge pricing, it's just very obviously corporate greed trying to take advantage of demand. They say to check a bag, is $35 with JetBlue right now.
Okay.
Without surge pricing. They say, if you go around Thanksgiving or Christmas with surge pricing, it'll be around $75 to $80 a bag to check.
Come on. It doesn't cost that much more in fuel.
It doesn't. It absolutely does not. And soon, mark my words, dude. Mark my words. And we're seeing this in airlines in Europe. They're going to start weighing you as you check in.
Oh, probably.
And they're going to charge you based on your weight.
Yeah. You're a real, real big chunker.
Yeah.
You're going to be paying a little bit more.
And there are some people that are for that.
That's something skinny people would say.
I'm like,
no, you should get cheaper.
Chad and Evan Daly.
The world talks lots about average penis size, Chad. Lots of chat about that. I mean, I don't talk about that.
Average? I mean, I get uncomfortable talking about average penis size.
Why?
Because I feel that it's skewed, but go ahead.
Okay, well, now this is according to Mail Online, okay?
Mail.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Okay? Uh-huh. So it looks like Ecuador, they're leading the way.
So they have the biggest.
7 inches.
7 inches? That's like that much.
Sure.
That's about the size of a thumb, right?
If that's what you think it is, sure. Yeah, we'll let you think
7
that.
7 inches. Wow. Okay.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Canada coming in at number 13.
Oh.
At 6.19. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this one may be a little shocking, but U.S. all the way down at 5.35. Yeah, so that's good.
How is the measurement done?
Well, see,
Is it standing at attention or is it relaxed?
No. This is standing at attention.
Oh,
this is okay. Full on.
Yeah.
Standing at attention.
How do you do?
Cameroon, I do believe was no, sorry. They're at number 2.
Oh,
they're Cameroon. At number 2.
Okay, yeah.
Cambodian men. Sorry, they're supposed to have the
not the best.
Down under 4 inches.
Hmm.
Way down. Which
I mean, still gets the job done.
So the most promiscuous countries in the Canada.
Promiscuous?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're saying that Turkey, highest number of partners, 14.5. So I don't know where they're getting half a person. But Canada coming in at number 13 again on this list.
Really?
At 10.7, yeah. So
13.7 in a year?
No, just all together.
Okay.
In their lives, the average amount, 10.7 people
in
their lives when it comes
that
to partners.
That they've had the coitus with.
That they have made sweet, sweet love to. Maybe it wasn't sweet, sweet. Maybe it was just sweet.
Well, in the beginning, I'm sure it was awkward.
Oh, it always is, right?
Yeah. And then
always
you know, after a while, you get good at it. And then after a while, you get tired.
Well, you might think you are, but that's always up for debate. But yeah, so that's a little sex facts to get your day going.
Information I needed.
This is water cooler talk.
It sure is.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Golf courses opening soon. Okay. Many locally. We've been through the list. And I'm all for it. I love it when I see new golfers out on the course. Okay? It's financially not a great sport to get. It's tough.
Yeah, it's very tough to get real good.
It's a lifelong battle, golf. But it's also a good reason to drink. I've decided I'm not going to drink as much on the course this year, Evan.
You're a hero to all.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've decided I'm really going to focus on my game. And it's tough to focus on your game when you're hammered.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Unless you, of course, make it part of your game.
You've been doing it for years.
I've seen lots of people that have just made it part of their game.
Right.
That just know how it's done.
Yeah.
So I look forward to getting back out on the course. And, you know, you got a goal this year for golf? You got anything you want to do?
No.
Like, anything you want to get better at?
No.
No?
I've given up on trying to get better at the game. Of course, I want to be better, but I don't have the time or the money to do it.
I want to consistently break 90 on 18. That's reasonable. On 18, I should stipulate that. Not on 9.
Hmm.
That's what I want to do. You think that's reasonable? Consistently break 90?
Sure.
Last year, I was nowhere near consistently breaking 90.
Sure. Yeah, you go hard.
It's because you make me drink.
I don't make you drink.
Evan?
I don't make you drink
me
at
drink.
All.
You make me drink when we're on the course.
I don't make you drink at all.
No, you do.
I suggest.
You're a bad influence.
That I'll agree with. But I suggest it to you, Chad.
Yeah.
I suggest you enjoy this beer.
This is how it always goes.
And then you say, no, it's okay, Chad. You know, Chad, I'll get these ones. I'll get this round.
This is how it always goes.
What?
It's... On the way to the course or in the morning, you and I go, I'm not going to drink today. I'm not going to drink on the course. No, well, you only allude
sometimes
to the fact that you're not going to drink as much.
Yeah.
And
or
then,
at all.
And then we have lunch, and then right after lunch, we go down to the pro shop, and you go, well, you know, I'm going to need a couple for the front nine.
I won't have any on the back nine.
As soon as we roll through, you go,
I need another beer.
It wouldn't make sense for me to do the back nine without a couple of beers.
Chad and Evan Daily.
There's been lots of talk lately of people skyrocketing cancer rates in people under 50s.
Yeesh.
I'll use Kate Middleton as an example.
Yeah.
Of people, but you and I both know many people.
Yeah.
Our age, around our age, that have become sick or
more
since
so,
passed.
Yeah. More so lately. Like, yeah, you're
yeah.
right. It's just like, in the last 10 years, it's crazy.
It is crazy. And scientists are actually, they found, and they've been researching this for a while, but Washington University, actually, in St. Louis, found that the younger generation, so people born after 1965, 59 or younger, have cells. They're biologically older than their chronological age.
Dude, stress ages.
So bad.
Stress ages you.
It's crazy what stress can do to you.
Talk to your doctor. One of the first things your doctor will tell you is you need to lower your stress. That's what my doctor says all the time.
There's no way to lower stress now. There isn't. But the way the economy is and just the cost of everything.
Yeah.
And it doesn't leave a lot for you, right? If you are a person with kids.
Yeah.
And you put them first, always, right? You always put them ahead of
Absolutely,
yourself.
Yeah.
And you know, you shouldn't do that all the time, right? Like, you're going to.
Well, but you a need healthier to take you something. Is better for your kids, too.
It is. Really, truly is.
And here's one thing, too. I've always heard people say, well, it's not the time, because it's not the times that are stressing you more. You look back at the 40s, people were in World War II.
That is true.
And that was a more stressful time.
It was stressful.
But they also were dying, and you probably didn't know they were dying from cancer. You probably didn't know they were dying due to stress-related illness. Because back then, nobody investigated. The research wasn't there.
Well, and when they came home, right? They didn't look into PTSD.
No.
They didn't know what that was, right?
But then again, like, that... You want a good example, and I don't care if you agree with his politics or not, but here's a prime example. And I've seen people say this before. Look at how much Barack Obama aged when he was president.
So much.
If you look at when he started as president of the United States,
and then
when he was done, he genuinely looks 20 years older.
Yeah.
From 8 years in office.
So I think that is exactly what this comes down to, is it's stress, and it does take the toll on everything.
Oh, dude, absolutely every part of your life is affected by stress. And you know what? The trickle down, your kids feel your stress too.
They sure do. So I've noticed that even, you know, somewhat in my kids some days, right?
Yeah.
But I think what everyone needs to do this weekend, take you time.
Yeah.
Take you time to do something for you to de-stress.
It doesn't have to be a long time. No, it can be just a couple hours.
Go for a walk.
Yeah.
Go for a drive. Go sit in the park and have a coffee. Go do something that you think is going to help
you. Hang out with buddies.
Take time with friends. Yeah. Just do something
but
like
then again,
that.
Sometimes they stress me out too.
Oh man, so much.
Chad and Evan Daly.
You know, why can't I have $600,000 to place on a bet?
I don't know. That is FU money
or something.
If you're able to bet that much money, that's FU money. You've got FU money.
Dave Portnoy.
He's got that kind of money.
He's got FU money. who I love, by the way. I love Dave Portnoy. And I don't care what anybody says about him. I follow him on social media.
Yeah.
I know he does some things that are crazy, but I don't care. He just does not care about anything.
No.
Dave Portnoy, the owner of Barstool Sports, of course, he bet $600,000 that UConn would win the NCAA championship, which they did last night.
Yeah. And like 75 to 60.
Yeah.
That's a whooping.
Yeah. And he took home $2.76 million.
Made over $2 million on that bet, hey?
Yep. Yep. He made $2.16 million to be exact, Evan.
That is crazy. That is a lot of money.
But again, you think about it. Is it worth it? Like, you already have $600,000.
Yeah, well,
already
why not?
For a guy like him, it doesn't matter because he's. I don't think he's a billionaire, but he's close.
Yeah, if you can bet $600,000, it doesn't matter.
He
might be a
billionaire. I think he might actually be a billionaire.
I don't know. Where did he get all of his money from outside of Barstool Sports? Do you know?
Barstool is where he got it, yeah.
It was all Barstool. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
He started. See, it's an interesting story with him because he started it out. Like, he had, like, newsletters that he would hand out outside of, like, Boston sports venues.
Okay.
Like, Fenway and then, like, not Gillette, but whatever was before that. And then, it turned into Barstool Sports, and then it was online betting and all that stuff.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's where he got a lot of his money. And let's face it, the guy has a multimedia empire. And $600,000, he said, he was just like, listen, UConn's a lock. That's what he said at the beginning. He's like, if they play to their ability, they're a lock. They're going to win it. There's no way they're going to lose this.
And right.
I guess he was right. So I'm going to watch who he bets on next, and I'm going to place $60.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So coming up here in May, we're going to find out just how greasy Apple is, because and you and I are avid Mac and Apple users.
Yeah.
It's not just them, but this is like the first time that a company has really looked into the privacy with Apple products, and they're saying it's virtually impossible on iPhones.
Yeah, well, don't kid yourself. It's virtually impossible everywhere in life.
It is.
Anywhere you go.
So they set up, like, interviewing people and said, like, can you figure out how to turn off apps and what they're doing on your phone and the information they're collecting? And people could go through one or two steps, but after that, they couldn't figure it out. And with all the connected devices, with your iPad, well, iPhone, iPad, your iWatch or whatever the hell it's called, Mac, Apple and everything Watch. That's connected, right? So it's collecting tons of data and just watching everything you're doing. And we've known that for a while, but really now it's starting to look at Apple for this.
But it's not for nothing. That's the thing. A lot of people will say, oh, well, you're giving up all your private. It's not for nothing. It gives you conveniences back. Yes. My Apple Watch takes all of my data in about my health. First off, I don't really care if anybody knows that. It's not a big deal to me.
Right.
But also, it hands back information to me, like, about my health.
Right.
Does it need to share it? No, it doesn't need to. And I get that, but I'm not for giving up all my privacy, and I understand the people that fight it. Like, I understand that. But also, I mean, it's impossible to be private nowadays.
But, you know, when your phone's asleep, it shouldn't be listening to you.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
But it does. But it's always listening, and the apps are listening. And
you can buy these bags now that you can put your phone in, and they block all signal.
Nah.
Yeah. No, really. They're this new thing. They're made by Apple. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.